Now we need to talk about what might be the most controversial decision in open source this year. Daniel Stenberg announced that curl will not accept vulnerability reports during the entire month of July 2026. This has generated almost 200 comments on HN, and the reaction is intense.
This decision exposes a fundamental tension in open source infrastructure. Curl is used by essentially everything. It's in virtually every Linux distribution, embedded in countless applications, and processes billions of requests daily. When a project this critical decides to essentially go offline for security reports for a month, it reveals how much we depend on individual maintainers for infrastructure that underpins the entire internet.
From Stenberg's perspective, calling it the summer of bliss suggests this is about maintainer burnout and the unsustainable expectations placed on open source developers. But from a corporate risk management perspective, this is a nightmare scenario. Companies that depend on curl for production systems now have to figure out how to handle security issues during July with no official channel for reporting vulnerabilities.
What's particularly concerning is the precedent this could set. If curl can decide to suspend security processes for a month, what prevents other critical open source projects from making similar decisions? The Linux kernel, OpenSSL, or other foundational projects could theoretically make similar calls, and the cumulative effect on internet security could be significant.
The HN discussion reveals a real split in the community. Some developers are defending Stenberg's right to set boundaries and pointing out that open source maintainers aren't obligated to provide enterprise-level support for free. But others are arguing that once a project becomes critical infrastructure, the maintainers have implicit responsibilities to the broader ecosystem.
This connects to broader questions about how we fund and maintain open source infrastructure. The European Union has been exploring requirements for software bill of materials and supply chain security. But policies like these are exactly why such regulations are being considered. When critical infrastructure can go offline for security reporting based on individual maintainer decisions, it suggests market-based approaches aren't sufficient.
There's also a strategic element here. If Western companies become uncomfortable with the reliability of key open source infrastructure, it could accelerate the development of proprietary alternatives or increase reliance on infrastructure controlled by other countries. China, in particular, has been investing heavily in developing alternatives to Western-controlled open source projects.
The curl situation also highlights how little visibility most organizations have into their dependency chains. Most companies probably couldn't tell you whether they depend on curl or how they would handle security patches during this suspension period. This kind of supply chain blindness is exactly what attackers exploit, and it's what regulators are increasingly concerned about.
Moving to another infrastructure story, there's fascinating analysis from PlanetScale about database scaling. Their claim that the only scalable delete in Postgres is drop table sounds hyperbolic, but it reflects real challenges with database operations at scale that most developers never encounter until it's too late.
The PlanetScale analysis gets to fundamental limitations in how relational databases handle large-scale delete operations. When you're dealing with billions of rows, traditional delete statements can lock tables for hours or even days. Their solution, essentially treating entire tables as disposable units, requires rethinking how you structure data storage, but it can be orders of magnitude faster for large-scale operations.